are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Nightstand. Yeah.
Saturday night's main event was actually really freaking cool.
Yeah, I really dig like the old school vibe.
Yeah.
I like when they do that once in a while. It's like really cool.
It needs to be a yearly thing.
Yeah, sure. Yearly thing.
Hello, welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better never, of course, ready to bring you wrestling news. Your host, Eric and Elvis. Yeah, this week we are covering Saturday night's main event.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, and then, of course, AEW Dynamite. We don't cover Collision. Also, we didn't even watch it because we were watching Saturday Night's main event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, this week of wrestling was
really good.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was really good. I liked it. It was the whole presentation for Saturday Night's main event was like fire.
Because I was expecting a very mid. It was going to be on TV too, so I was just expecting like it's going to be okay. But it was actually, even if it was a little predictable, it was really good.
It was really predictable. It wasn't like a great show, but it was still good show.
Over the top, but it was. I digged it. I like like I said, the old school presentation was pretty nice.
Yeah,
they had Jesse Ventura on there.
That was surprising. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was
funny. Pat McAfee came back, and obviously he's going to be full time starting when they go back in January.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Pat McAfee is gold.
And then that Raw Netflix debut is going to be like, it's looking like a PLE.
Yeah,
Travis Cosgrove, and then they obviously Tribal Combat.
Tribal Combat match.
That Roman Reigns promo, by the way, that video promo he did.
Yeah,
that was nice. But I can't wait for that. But no, Saturday Night's main event actually surprised me. It should be a yearly thing, like you said.
Yeah, 100% it should be a yearly thing. But I don't think they would, especially because
they should though.
They should. I 100% agree.
It's not a PLE, and it's just a Saturday. It's on TV on NBC, like just like the old days. They should.
I mean, weren't they just doing it because it was like 40 years? It was like the 40th anniversary or something like that.
I don't even know, but
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
They used to do it like every like few months. What was it like? What, every Saturday? I don't even remember. That was too long ago. But
we weren't born then.
So, but they still did it up until like 2008. But they did it a lot less, obviously.
Yeah, they did it a lot less.
At least once or twice a year, do a Saturday Night's main event.
That'd be nice.
It's on NBC, everybody can see it. Even people who don't even watch wrestling.
It got a lot of attention.
Yeah, because it's on NBC.
It was cool.
It's regular TV.
Of course, we definitely always start off our podcast, of course, with top stories. In terms of top stories this week, all I really have is of course you have the Rey Fénix versus AEW debacle that's been going on. We talked about it a little bit last week, but this week it got even more serious because he's tweeting his ass off and then deleting tweets, basically complaining about how his like medical attention and like.
Basically, he
said
his
medical needs weren't
it's basically
met,
they said inhumane treatment. That's not like, I'm not saying something bad happened like that, but apparently they weren't treating him right with like doctors and on. They didn't really treat his injuries right, I guess. And
yeah, he didn't really go into like
specific
detail.
Yeah, but he's been tweeting his ass off like
he has been
about not liking AEW basically.
Yeah,
and then Tony Khan came out with like a big statement on behalf of AEW, which after he did, that's when he like deleted everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I've seen reports, rumors that he's trying to get himself fired from AEW.
He probably is.
But, yeah.
Oh, that definitely is. I mean, it's
his brother, his brother's obviously just signed with WWE, so.
Well, it's not confirmed, but it is.
I saw that he's kind of confirmed already signed.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you can never believe it until he's actually there. So, that's what I'm saying.
And then, he's obviously not happy with his place, and then he's not happy with AEW. His contract expired to, like, late 2025, and I think, especially after the tweets, they're not going to use him at all. So he's going to have to sit out and wait. That's why he's trying to get himself fired.
You know, this.
I don't know if they're going to do him that favor.
That whole, like, basically Lucha Bros versus AEW thing is, it hurts so bad.
Out of nowhere.
But it sucks because one of my favorite matches ever, like, was the steel cage match they had against the Young Bucks. It was, like, one of the best steel cage matches I've ever seen in my life.
What was that? Was that Full Gear?
I think it was a Full Gear, like 2021 or something like that.
I've seen that at Your House.
Yeah, when they won the tag team titles, that was beautiful.
Was that the same night where, remember, Danielson debuted?
I don't remember.
Remember Brian Danielson and Adam Cole in the same night? I feel like that was the same event, and that we had that same, because I remember watching at your house.
It was so long ago.
No, I swear to God,
I don't remember.
I had to be that same event, or I'm just tripping. But
it had to have been, because I remember we were all together.
Yeah, we was together, and it was your other apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched Full Gear with you.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yo, that was fire. And then that, I'm pretty sure it was Young Bucks and Lucha Bros. But yo, that match was crazy. They had a good relationship with AEW. Yeah. I guess until
Penta's deaf, like altered, like dead eagle thing was pretty cool. Rey Fénix winning the freaking international championship was awesome. He had banger freaking matches against Kenny Omega and all that. So it just sucks that, like, you know, it ended this way.
And it's not only, it's been a couple people now.
Yeah, but it feels like mutual. Like, I don't know. It just sucks whenever the heck, like, it's like a really bad breakup.
It's crazy now. The last couple of months has been happening with a few guys. Obviously, the Ricky Starr situation.
Yeah,
it's like, what's really going on with AEW, man? They gotta fix that. That's like the what is it?
The front office stuff. I just need to say, like, as fans of AEW, I really hope this doesn't end up being like a Dark Side of the Ring, the saga of AEW type thing in like a couple of years or something like that. I really hope not.
If it is, it's gonna be a very interesting watch. But I don't want it to. Obviously,
yeah, I don't want it to.
They'll probably still do with some people. They could still.
I don't know.
But obviously, look at the Ricky Starr situation, and obviously the CM Punk thing happened. And there's so many people that are like unhappy with AEW.
It sucks. It really does. I don't know. But like in terms of Rey Fénix, just let him go. Let him go to AEW. Let him go to WWE.
Especially after they're not going to do him that favor and release him and then watch him go to WWE and stuff.
Let him join LWO.
Just like Ricky Starr, they're not going to release him from the contract.
That's exactly what they're going to do too.
Really? Wouldn't he just team up with Penta?
We'll see.
Oh, first of all, is he even going to keep the same name, Penta? Like, Estero Miedo? Or
that's his name. Yeah, he can keep it.
Yeah.
That's literally it. He can keep it.
No, I know. It's just, you know, WWE likes to switch shit around.
Nah, he'll probably keep it. It's just like they did with, like, with Ethan Page.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they want to keep that name. And same thing with, like, what's her name? Jay Cargill.
And then Stephanie.
Yeah, exactly. They all kept their name. So just it wouldn't make any sense if they just decided not to after that. But anyways, other than that, any other top stories?
I'm trying to. I swear, I seen nothing big.
Yeah, nothing big. I don't think so either.
I'm not gonna mention it.
Okay, so yeah, we could definitely get into the Saturday night's main event, and then we'll get into Dynamite after, because I want to talk about main event first, because the presentation was freaking fire.
Yeah,
it was so nice. Like, the whole intro was like 80s style.
Yes, 80s style intro.
Yeah, it was really freaking cool.
They had like the old logo. The metal guardrail.
Yeah, the red, white, and blue.
Skinny. You go through ropes. The fans could touch you, just like they used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
See Kevin Owens like pushing people off. I'm like, get off.
Now, my favorite was Chelsea Green. She was like, ew. She was going through it. I was dying.
Everybody was cheering for her.
Yeah. But yeah, we could definitely get into it. Of course, the actual event started off with Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. This match was actually a freaking banger. I thought it was like the perfect match to start it off, because thinking about it, this thing aired not only on Peacock, but also NBC. So it's going to have a new audience. Mm-hmm. It's on a Saturday. People are going to try to find something to watch. This was the perfect thing to watch.
Yes. That's what Pat McAfee literally said on the broadcast. Like,
yeah,
we're on NBC. A lot of people who are not even wrestling fans are probably going to check it out.
Exactly. So I thought this was the perfect thing. It shows two different types of wrestlers these days. The big buff guys, and then the guys who look like wrestlers, but they also look like normal people, great.
Yes,
exactly. Like Sami Zayn, like one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
But he's also underrated. If you actually, he's actually in pretty good shape. You can see.
No, he's in good shape. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't look like the typical wrestler that, like,
people. Like a big roided up
wrestler. Yeah. Like, he looks like the wrestler now, but I'm talking about, like, for people who haven't watched wrestling in a while, he doesn't look like a wrestler.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre looks like the 80s style wrestler.
Exactly.
He's huge.
Banger of a freaking match. Drew McIntyre picked up the win after hitting a
Claymore. And actually, I want to say this. All like even like everybody who won today, even like the heels, everybody went pretty clean.
Yeah, it was. No, it was all clean wins.
That's what I like. Finally.
Yeah, remember finally.
We were talking about that.
Liv Morgan.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We'll get into that. That was insane. I was like, finally did it.
Clean. Everybody. I was like, finally.
Yeah, but Drew McIntyre, of course, undefeated Sami Zayn. Afterwards, he held up. He said there's a one down, four more to go.
Yes.
Obviously, his whole goal was to take out the entirety of OG Bloodline, because he wants to wipe them off of WWE and get rid of them completely.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't get...
What?
What did he want to go after Solo as well? Solo was part of that Bloodline, and Solo terrorized him too.
Yeah, well, that's another thing Pat McAfee pointed out on the broadcast too. He was like, it doesn't make any sense why he's going after them, because Solo is the one that cost him the title.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid... seeing spoilers because SmackDown was like this next SmackDown was pre-taped, so
yeah,
gonna try my hardest to see because I already almost saw what I am like, hell no,
exactly.
It's annoying. People gotta
stop. On the previous SmackDown, he went after Jimmy Uso, who of course has a broken toe.
Yes,
he
claimed with him after a really great promo. Remember he was talking about like
Jimmy,
like everybody in the bloodline had already done their own thing.
Yeah,
and then his brother's a main event, a superstar. He did the Yeet, and then he said, "What's next for me?" Because he hasn't.
I'm happy, as a stick,
which I hope when he comes back, they gotta give him a push too. He deserves it.
Well, I can see him coming back and facing Drew. That'd be nice. Yes. Like he's the guy who actually ends up beating him.
But he can hopefully turn himself into a main eventer as well.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, because he wrestles just like Jey Uso. It's just he's been dealing with injuries lately.
His injuries and his presentation.
Yes. Yeah. They gotta fix the presentation a little bit
for sure. But yeah, I agree. That promo was nice. It was really nice. But yeah, of course. Drew McIntyre picked up the win. It looks like we can't wait to see what the heck he's gonna do on SmackDown. Because he's probably going to go after Jay or something like that. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then, he's still going to go after Punk. He's the biggest hater on Earth.
Apparently, and then remember, actually, we didn't even say this, but Bronson Reed, remember, he's going to be out for a while. He's probably going to miss WrestleMania, which sucks.
No, he is. They already confirmed it.
Apparently, this is why they had to bring the plans were originally, it was supposed to be like Bronson Reed and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they had Drew come back earlier than expected. Apparently, he was supposed to be gone a little more.
Mm.
This is why this thing's going on. But I like it. He's going to go after every single person.
I like it, gives us something to do. I'm happy for him. After that, we had the Women's World Championship match between Elvis put Liverpool Morgan because of his...
No. Spell check? I didn't even notice that. I put Liv Morgan. The spell check put Liverpool.
Liverpool
versus Eel Sky. I don't even watch soccer.
All right, so Liv Morgan versus Eel Sky. For people who don't know, Elvis does notes. I do the editing. That's the way we do this.
I didn't even notice that. I'm tired of spell check. I'm tired.
Oh, God. But yeah, Liv Morgan versus Eel Sky. And as we said, this was Liv Morgan's first match where she won clean.
Both of them left their teams because obviously Damage Control.
Both
of them left their teams behind everybody in this whole night, which was great. I like seeing that.
This was a good match,
This is what we talk about. Like AEW does better with like having their heels win clean.
Yeah.
And WWE doesn't. This night was that, which is good.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, Liv Morgan finally won a match clean against Eel Sky. The big storyline afterwards was, of course, when she was holding up her title, Rhea Ripley came out of nowhere and face-to-face her.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
By the way,
they teased the match again, but I mean, like, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of like that whole feud.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
maybe it's one more. Know. Also, did you see Liv Morgan broke her nose?
Yeah.
Eel did that.
Well, did she break it?
The broadcast said she broke her nose and it was bleeding. And it was a clean knee. Like, Eel hit her with an actual real... knee right to the damn nose, and they said it was a broken nose.
Yeah, but it could just be like
it could be storyline. I mean, she definitely was bleeding.
She definitely was bleeding.
And she definitely got kneed right in the nose. If she didn't, she might have to wear a mask. If not,
well, we're gonna find out. She's probably gonna have like black and blue.
Yeah, she got kneed hard. It's definitely gonna be.
Yeah, if blue. Well, she broke it, it's definitely gonna be black and blue.
Yes.
But
she's tough. She toughed it out. Her nose was bleeding, and that bleeding she hit was clean.
It was a good match.
Yeah, the match was good.
It was a good match, really good match. But yeah, I'm really happy that the Liv Morgan won.
Clean.
I'm like I said, Rhea's my favorite woman wrestler of all time.
Yes.
But like the whole feud between them is starting to get tiring.
Yeah. It's
starting to get boring.
That's why I can't wait for Royal Rumble. So many returns to expect. Unless
John Cena.
Yeah, but I'm talking
John
about
like, John Cena. Yeah, baby. I can't wait. Yeah.
But I'm talking about like the women's. Like you got Charlotte. You got Alexa Bliss. Maybe you got some people saying AJ Lee could return. And then obviously you got who else? Becky Lynch, who apparently. The rumor, maybe she wants to ditch that the man gimmick and try something else.
She should, because it's starting to get.
I think, yeah.
Well, she's
because she could herself retired, but if she comes back, she would want to. She doesn't want that gimmick. I heard that's what I seen.
I hope so.
Yeah, which is
I hope she comes back, but if she does, she should change it up.
A lot of these people, they keep their gimmicks too long. It gets tiring. Yeah,
yeah. That's just the issue.
This is why I said about Bianca. Like, hopefully, one day she turns heel. Even though she's really good as it. She's obviously really good, but...
Oh, but yeah. Bianca is one of the best wrestlers, woman or man, on the freaking roster.
She's freaking strong as hell.
Yeah, for real.
But you got to change it up once in a while.
Exactly. So yeah, after that, we had the World Heavyweight Championship match between Gunther, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. Yeah. This match was also a freaking banger.
Yeah. I thought it was a little... I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was as good as like the other match.
Really?
I don't know. I thought it could have been a little longer, too.
I kind of liked it.
I liked it though, like especially the moments that happened near the end.
Yeah, the ending was nice. The ending was it looked like Balor was gonna win.
And it made Gunther look strong, the ending.
Exactly.
That clean power bomb onto the steel steps he did to Damian Priest. He almost dropped him at first. He had just then pick him up and boom, right onto the steel steps. Ran in the ring, drop kicked the hell out of Finn Balor, and then power bombed him and clean, pinned.
Well the match ended with Damian Priest hit a South of Heaven on Finn Balor. Gunther threw him out the ring, put him in a chokehold, and then he hit a powerbomb onto the steel steps.
Yes.
On Damian Priest.
And then he ran in.
Hit a freaking super drop kick into the turnbuckle on Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And then he hit the powerbomb 1-2-3. So it made Gunther look
strong. It gave him some aura back. Because remember, he's been losing a lot of aura lately, and he also wasn't confident in himself. Yeah. This built the aura a little back up again.
Yeah.
Because I'm still a big Gunther fan. I don't care.
I kind of wish he pinned Damian Priest.
That's true.
Because it would have solidified that. But yeah. I know what you mean.
I'm glad Gunther's aura is back up because I don't know. They got to make him a little more dominant again like he was.
Well, this is like the question now. Like, what the heck is next for him?
I don't want to say it, but they're going to do that damn Goldberg thing, I'm pretty sure.
The Goldberg thing?
I saw another rumor saying that he still wants one more match, and then they did not do that.
But they confirmed he's having one more
match. Yeah, and they didn't do that thing for no reason. Little thing, I think, what was it, Survivor? No, what was that? No, that was Crown Jewel, remember?
The Saudi show.
Yeah, Crown Jewel. They did not do that whole thing for no reason. It's obviously probably going to be Gunther, and hopefully he just destroys him. But
oh, my God.
I don't want to see it. I'm not saying I want to see it, but I'm just saying I seen rumors, and then they did not do that for nothing.
Oh, my God.
Probably not now, though. Right now, who's next for him? They're probably watching to be like another damn tournament for... Oh, actually, this is the World Heavyweight title.
If they do another tournament, I'm going to be pissed. Because I'm a big fan of tournaments, but the amount of tournaments they've been having lately,
Actually, I don't know. We're coming up near Royal Rumble time.
Punk might come back after it.
But we're coming up to Royal Rumble time now, so...
Yeah.
I don't think they do anything until...
Well, I think Punk might go after it, because that makes sense. I can see
they're probably not gonna do nothing
Goldberg,
big,
unfortunately, like you freaking said.
They're probably not gonna do nothing big until after Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to wait and see.
And I think Royal Rumble this year is in February.
Did you say this Raw is pre-recorded? Or?
No, this I heard SmackDown. I don't know about Raw, maybe Raw too, but I know SmackDown's they recorded it. Damn. Right after the
No, SmackDown makes sense because it's closer to
apparently
the holidays.
They did that right after this SmackDown.
Monday night's not recorded because it's in Boston.
Yeah, Monday night's in Boston tomorrow, which we should have went, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently SmackDown was recorded the same on Friday, like the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that's why I'm not trying to see any spoilers.
Well, damn. Hopefully tomorrow we get some freaking answers as to who the heck is going to face him next. I don't want to see Priest again.
Oh, and then we still need to
I don't want to see Balor again.
We still need to learn about what happened with Jade Cargill, who attacked him and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we're going to find that out too.
But anyways, Gunther, a little more aura again. Move on from Priest and Balor. And then from Priest and Balor too, got to move on from each other. I'm kind of tired of seeing that too.
Yeah.
They got to do something with that.
Of course. So after that, we had the Women's United States Championship match finals, actually, between Chelsea Green and Meechan. Which is the two people that we both said, like, whoever the heck wins out of them two, I don't care.
Yes.
And they both made the finals, which I was super pumped about. First of all, Chelsea Green coming out in an outfit was just all of her face covered on her outfit was hilarious. Her coming in and then, like, as you said, like the entrance the was, like, really wheel, close. Yeah. She was like, ill, don't touch me to everybody. That was hilarious.
But they're all, and both of them were getting cheers.
Yeah. The match was good. It wasn't like anything crazy, but I think the ending was really cool.
Yeah, and then a real clean win again. Yeah. The ending was fire.
Yeah, Chelsea Green did like a front flip off of the top rope. Yeah, she
reversed something.
Yeah, she reversed a move that Meechan was trying to do, and then she ended up hitting. What does she call her finisher again?
I don't remember the finisher name, and I'm saying
basically kill switch. It's basically a kill switch.
Yeah.
She basically hit a kill switch
off the top, right? It was like
off the top. It was nice. And then hit 1-2-3. She's the first ever United States Women's Champion, Chelsea Green. I was super pumped for that.
Yes.
I was thinking that because you know how Piper Niven was holding her up. I was thinking, oh, damn, Piper Niven's going to drop her.
Yes, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Weird. It usually does, but maybe we'll see.
It was because like they wanted to like sell like, oh, first time champion. Yeah. They don't want to like...
That's true.
They don't want to like interrupt that moment. It makes sense.
Now what they're going to do? Now what's W going to do? Another tournament to determine the challenge?
Oh my God, I hope not.
Nah.
I really hope not. I think Piper Nevin's going to get a shot eventually. Okay, what the heck was that?
One of your cats did something.
Yeah. but anyways, I'm really happy Chelsea Green won.
Clean.
She won clean. She should hold that title for a while, and then, no, no, maybe Becky Lynch comes back and freaking wants the title or something
But
like
again,
that.
There's going to be so many returns at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we'll see. We still have the freaking Intercontinental Women's Tournament going on. So that's going to be pretty cool.
That's true.
But yeah, moving on to that, it was the main event, Saturday night's main event, which was Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is right. I don't care what anybody says. This dude's right.
some of his actions are right, but what he's actually talking about and what he's doing is actually 100% right.
Yeah, he's right. He's
Jesse 100%. And Jesse Ventura said the same thing.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. But anyways, banger of a match. I don't care.
Banger this match of a match. Great. Cody Rhodes cheating.
No, so of course they did like the whole video package proving that Kevin Owens is right because he is right.
Yeah, they were showing it. He got 4 straight years again and beat down by every Bloodline member.
Yeah,
and then one of your friends goes and tries to help them.
It's ridiculous.
I get it from Cody's side what he was doing, but because remember he doesn't.
Yeah, but I understand Kevin,
and then I understand Kevin.
Yeah,
I don't want to agree with him attacking Cody and taking out Randy and stuff.
Yeah,
but
no.
I agree with what he's talking about.
Exactly. So banger of a match. Kevin Owens looked like he was about to win. They took out 2 referees.
Yes.
Not 1, but 2 referees. Kevin Owens was about to use a steel chair, but he missed. And then heel Cody came out and used the steel chair, hit a crossroads on it on Kevin Owens.
Threw it out the ring. Cheater. No.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. Cody Rhodes retains the title. Cheating. So the heel Cody is still in there. I want Homelander Cody so freaking bad.
Beautiful title.
Oh yeah,
beautiful title. The winged eagle.
Yeah, because they used like the 80s style title, the one that Hogan and all them used. That was pretty nice.
It retired all the way until 1998.
Yeah, with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And it should be brought back.
That was nice. I don't know. Like I really hate the W titles.
It's because it's so plain. It's just the W, and that's been how many years already with that? It's been since like 2013.
Like 2013, 2014? No, probably it's like 2013. Yeah,
it was like 2013, 2014. Remember, The Rock is the one that changed.
Yeah, it was after terrible. The Rock I hate point. It. I hate it so much.
After The Rock beat Cena, right?
Yeah.
He changed it?
Yeah, he changed it. Punk? He changed it to like the old WWE logo. And then
did he beat Cena for the title, or was it CM Punk for the title?
I think it was Punk.
I think it was Punk. But anyways, yeah, he changed it to the W. It was the old school W, but it was still W. And it just stood as a W. That's it.
It's terrible.
Which is, it still looks nice. It's like nice and gold, but it's just plain.
Yeah.
Winged Eagle is something else. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
They got to do something.
I don't know. I'm pretty upset about it.
Even a modern version if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Which I saw.
So like the issue here is, well, not the issue, of course. So the match ended, of course, with Cody Rhodes winning. But the big story is afterwards, after it went off air, Kevin Owens hit a,
He ran back in.
Yeah. Hit a pile driver on Cody Rhodes.
And it was like a inverted pile driver.
It was a package pile driver, that was his finisher in the Indies.
And that looks devastating.
I hope he brings it back.
But he definitely took him out.
Yeah, took him out. He did basically similar to what he did to Randy Orton. He was leaving. Yeah, he took the title. He was showing it off and stuff. And as he was leaving, Triple H got in his face.
Pissed off.
Started shoving him. They had a shoving match. He was yelling in his face and all that. Very freaking cool. People are like, yo, can we get a Triple H versus Kevin Owens match?
They said one more match. I don't even think it's physically possible for Triple H to wrestle again.
Nah, he can't. That's what he said. His heart.
But I don't know. Just the way they built it up. You never know. But yeah.
Yeah, you never know what wrestling. That's the thing. Because like maybe he got cleared again. I don't know. But I.
One match. I don't know. But I don't think they're going to do it. I'm just saying.
I don't think they're going to do
definitely
it.
Definitely like 1%. Like,
they teased
especially
it.
They teased it
a bit. I would love it.
Unless they teased him just getting involved in the storyline without wrestling, which you could do too.
Yeah, yeah. Course, I'm just saying like a Triple H versus Kevin Owens. I would not mind that.
I would love to,
but
see
I don't think they're gonna do it, and I wouldn't want them to do it if there was any chance that it would be bad for his health. Don't do that.
Yeah. I would love to see Triple H get involved in some storylines like the old CEO used to. I'm not gonna say his name.
But... Oh, do you mean when he was like the corporate guy getting involved? Yeah. Like
maybe not corporate as a bad guy.
Hitting a pedigree on on Daniel Bryan.
I mean, as a bad guy, he was fun too. But I'm not saying that even though he had to be a bad guy, but just I don't know. There's gotta be you can be ways to get involved on TV.
Yeah,
just like the old CEO used to, which I'm not gonna say his name. Nobody likes him.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But you know what I mean. He got involved in storylines. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
he can do that too. But yeah, well, Kevin, did you see Kevin Owens ran back when they were putting Cody on the stretcher and they like stepped on him?
Yeah, he put the title up.
And he's still left with the title. So
I love Kevin Owens as a champion.
Does he have the title?
He's not a champion, but as a heel,
yes.
And then him with a title is just freaking awesome. I just love.
Is he gonna? I want to know if he's gonna show up with the title.
He should.
Left with the title.
He should. That'd be funny. Like, he just starts carrying around. Like, I'm the champion.
Yeah, he's going to make him leave with the title, and then he shows up without. It's going to be dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of fun stuff there that can happen. Definitely excited for freaking Raw.
Overall successful show.
For sure.
TV show. Obviously better than a Raw and SmackDown. So, it was really good.
But that was cool. Definitely, we can just start getting into, I guess, AEW side of things now. All right. Let's go ahead and get into, of course, AEW. This week, AEW was, of course, Winter is Coming. So, of course, whenever they put on these Winter is Coming shows, they're always usually bangers.
Yeah.
They had a couple of freaking matches already announced. just to get, of course, people excited, like the Mariah May versus
Mina Shirakawa.
That was the main event.
The world championship match.
But yeah, of course. So we could definitely get into, like, I guess you want to just get straight into it. Might as well. Yeah, right? All right, cool. So the first match was Pac and John Moxley versus Orange Cassidy and Jay White. This was a tag team match, which was set up, of course, obviously, because Pac and John Moxley are part of Death Riders, and Orange Cassidy and Jay White are part of the three people who are basically going after them. The third person being Hangman Adam Page.
Yes.
Which actually got involved in this match. So this match was decent.
It was a DQ because they just started brawling.
Yeah, basically what happened was Hangman Adam Page got involved, started beating the crap out of John Moxley. Orange Cassidy didn't like that. They argued. Jay White hit a switchblade on freaking Orange Cassidy.
And then the whole Death Riders came in and attacked them.
Yeah. So it was literally just showing that basically Death Riders are on the same page and Team AEW is not. They all hate each other. Obviously, Hangman is still like an in-betweener type of heel face at this moment. He's kind of like in a weird situation. It's really weird because, like, one week he's a heel, one week he's a face trying to take off the Death Riders.
Well, he's just, I mean, he's protecting AEW, but he's just not a heel. He's not a face at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I prefer him as like the face of AEW other than freaking Orange Cassidy. Yeah,
of course.
We said that last week. I don't find Orange Cassidy to be like the number one guy to face the Death Riders, especially John Moxley. John Moxley's already beat him twice.
Yeah.
There's no freaking need. That's maybe true. Three times, actually. I don't really think he needs to fight him again.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's been like three times in his career. Like, I don't know.
Has he even beat him?
I think no. Orange beat him once.
Okay.
Yeah, Orange beat him once. But anyways, yeah. After that, we had Claudio Castagnoli versus Will Ospreay.
The Continental Classic, yeah, Gold League match.
Yeah, so that match was pretty good. Of course, Claudio Castagnoli looking strong as ever. Freaking Will Ospreay just being the best wrestler in the world, as I always freaking say. But yeah, of course, Will Ospreay did pick up the win there, so he got an additional 3 points. That Continental Classic Gold thing, I think it ends in, 2 weeks? Because
it always goes to World's End.
Yeah, World's End is in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So World's End is in 2 weeks. So
it's pretty...
That's really close.
Yeah, it's almost over.
That's really close. Prior to that, though, we did have a segment with Christian Cage basically just saying that, you know, obviously he wants to go after the world title. Every single time he does, though, somebody gets freaking involved.
Yeah, Hook showed up.
Yeah, Hook showed up.
Hook showed up, and then he
beat the crap out of him. That was hilarious.
But then Nick Wayne, Kip Sabian came, and then they beat him down. So
yeah.
Hook's back, but
I don't really care about that thing that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you really think Christian Cage is going to successfully cash that in? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I really don't think
so. How long has he had that already? I don't even remember.
A while.
Is it last a year or was it never the end? I don't know.
I think it just lasts a year, kind of like the Money in the Bank. Right? Because once the new one comes up, that's like when it expires.
Yeah, that's true. So it's going to have to, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to have to. But anyways... From there, we had Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, which was one of the matches that I was looking forward to.
Well, before the MJF shown, he arrived to the arena.
Yeah.
And then I guess he watched the match.
Well, yeah, of course, because this match was to determine who was going to face MJF at World's End. Obviously, both of them having their reasons. But then again, it's for the same reason. It was kind of, I don't know. So basically, Kyle O'Reilly wants to face MJF because he took out Roderick Strong, who was one of his best friends. Adam Cole wants to face MJF because... he turned on him and he turned heel, and it just still doesn't make any freaking sense.
Yeah.
Because MJF is the one to turn, you know, Adam Cole's the one to turn
They're
on
the one,
MJF.
Yeah. And they played them with the whole group, and the whole group.
Yeah.
They played them it's, basically.
It still makes no sense. But yeah, of course.
MJF tried to get involved near the end.
Yeah.
The referee was checking on Kyle O'Reilly. MJF tried to get involved, but then Cole, like, kicked him off the apron.
Yeah.
And then he ended up winning by like a
rollover.
A cradle? Yeah.
Yeah, rollover pin. So Adam Cole picked up the win. So we're finally going to get
Adam Cole versus
MJF at World's End.
And do you think Cole wins?
That I do. I don't think so, honestly.
MJF with W again.
No. I think MJF is going to win. I don't really see Adam Cole winning. I feel like MJF wins and moves on to, of course, go after a title because he's just one of those guys that just needs to go after the title. If Adam Cole wins, he's going to win by. I think Undisputed just like teaming together again. By that, I mean like Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly teaming up. But in order for that to happen, though, they got to start developing that within the next like 2 weeks.
Or they don't want him to lose clean, and maybe Undisputed turns on him.
Well, then there's not really an Undisputed at the moment.
That's what I'm saying. So, but they're still friends, so they kind of turn on him. Kyle O'Reilly makes it. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
I think it's literally just going to be like either Adam Cole wins with the help of Undisputed, a.k.a. Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, they all get on the same page within the next like week or two, because that's how long it is until World's End, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they end up facing, they end up helping him to defeat MJF. If not, then I got MJF winning.
Yeah, I got MJF still.
Yeah, MJF needs a win. Honestly, I think he should go after the freaking world title. He's much bigger than this. I love Adam Cole, one of my favorite wrestlers. Probably top 10 all time for me, personally. Also one of the nicest guys I ever met. So it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just a big fan of Adam Cole. But anyways, yeah, MJF, I got him winning for sure. But we'll see. After that, we had...
another Continental Classic match.
Yeah. Ricochet versus Brody King. However, they're still teasing Ricochet as a heel.
Yeah, he put up like the card from like the
MVP.
MVP card.
Yeah, the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah,
I want him to join Hurt Syndicate so bad.
He's definitely gonna join. They're not gonna have him. Yeah, he's definitely gonna join soon.
Yeah, they're just teasing it, but like he needs to join ASAP because
he can't speak for himself. Let's just say that.
He can't speak for himself. Let's just say that. Yeah,
he can wrestle his ass off, but he can't.
Yeah,
he can't cut a promo to save his
life. He can't for sure. But yeah, Ricochet versus Brody King was actually pretty good. Brody King looked dominant the whole match until like the last like 5 minutes. Basically, Ricochet picked up the win after that. He got booed though.
Yes,
he did get booed.
A lot of people said, I saw it said like, if AEW wanted this to end with Ricochet getting booed, it succeeded.
Yeah, I don't know. It's freaking hilarious how I don't know.
Ricochet, he's a good wrestler. It's just I don't know. I guess they didn't.
His promo
maybe as a heel, and like you said. MVP talking for him. He doesn't have to talk. Then we can see some. Then
well, he's already a heel in New Japan because he attacked Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago. So looking forward to that match too. That match is gonna be a banger. But yeah, of course, in terms of Ricochet in AEW, I think he needs to join the Hurt Syndicate.
Yes, which is definitely gonna happen.
Yeah, it's definitely happening. They've been teasing it for weeks. Once he joins, I think he's definitely gonna. I guess get a bigger push than what he's getting now.
Yeah. FTR had a quick promo too. They like called out the Death Riders. That was for Collision.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I unfortunately did not watch it. I was watching Saturday Night's main event. But, so unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it.
You seen Darby Allin too, that interview he did?
Where he just punched himself?
He started punching himself and then he's bleeding out his
mouth. Yeah, that was stupid as hell. What the hell are you doing? Nothing phases me. You don't know me.
He's giving himself like
it's five. It's not a phase, mom.
And then he gave himself like five hooks.
Yo, it
makes, and he's bleeding out his mouth.
That's so stupid. And he's like, it doesn't phase me anymore. I'm different.
Yeah.
Yo, relax, bro. Yeah.
So I like stupid. Darby, but that was a little weird.
That was so stupid. Oh, my God. But yeah. Again, they're just...
They're showing he's tough. There you go.
They're showing he's tough, and I guess.
Dumb at the same time, but
and
whatever.
Stupid. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That whole, like, Death Riders thing, it's kind of stagnant at the moment. They need to do something to, of course, get it out of the water. Like I said, Orange Cassidy's not the guy, obviously. Because it's not helping. The ratings are getting lower, unfortunately. And we're big fans of AEW. It's just coming straight out of, like, as a fan.
We're just speaking literal facts.
It's boring. It's just boring. Like they got to do something with that storyline.
Yeah.
I'm just mad.
The whole company's got to do a little...
something different,
like a reset a little bit.
Yeah,
because remember, what was it, 2021 2022, those years
however,
were so fire.
The main event
was
one of the bright spots of AEW currently.
Yes.
Mariah May.
Yes.
So of course, the AEW Women's Championship match, Mariah May versus Mina Shikakara. This match was great. Obviously, two of the best women's wrestlers in AEW, on the planet, actually. Put on a banger of a freaking match. They had like they even sold it with like some women's wrestlers watching, like Mercedes Moné was watching, Thunder Rosa was in the, I think she was in the crowd with like a sign that was pretty cool. So they were watching on because they were interested in what the heck was going to happen here. Mariah May saying, there's nobody in AEW that can beat me. I already beaten everybody. Everybody sucks. Blah blah blah. She ended up beating Mina Shikakara. I'm happy she did, but like damn, I kind of wish. I feel like Mina can win a title in the future.
No, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Wasn't she already?
No,
she never won.
No. She came in like right around when Mariah May won, basically, like right before. But yeah, of course, Mariah May picked up the win, and then the return of Toni Storm.
The real Toni Storm, not Timeless Toni Storm.
I'm going to miss Timeless Toni Storm.
I hope they can do like where she still has like double.
You know what I'm thinking? Because you know how like Timeless Toni Storm is an actor? Like she says, playing the part of her old self.
That'll be hilarious.
And then once she wins, she's like, and scene. And then she goes back to Timeless Toni Storm.
That would be absolutely hilarious.
That would be amazing if they do that. I'm really hoping they do that.
Or they could just do like what they used to do with Mick Foley. He just has different personalities.
Yeah. I don't know. You know
what, imagine one week she's regular Toni Storm and then the next week she's Timeless. I think that'll be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious if they do that. But yeah, Timeless. So the real Toni Storm, I guess, like.
Yes, the actual OG Toni Storm.
OG Toni Storm returned with the OG music and everything. Crowd went crazy. It was a great ending to the show. So, of course, we're finally going to get Toni Storm back as the OG self facing Mariah May. That match is probably going to happen at World's End. As I said, Timeless Toni Storm is one of the best gimmicks in AEW. So I'm really hoping this is just a thing where she's just doing it to face Mariah May because she thinks this is the only way she can beat her. And then once she beats her, she's like, and scene. And then boom. And then she just throws her hands up. Timeless Toni Storm, Butler comes out.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious if they use some stuff. Or like you said, it's just like Mick Foley where it's just like multiple personalities.
Yes. I think both will be hilarious.
Yeah. Either way would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be
Just throw away the Timeless character.
No.
That character was too good to throw away.
Yeah. If anything, she can just become this Toni Storm when she wants to be like,
that's what I'm saying.
Taken more serious, I guess.
No, yeah.
Even though it's not even like a really serious gimmick. It's just more so like what she's known for, I guess.
Yeah. But still, it worked in the 90s. You had Mick Foley with three different personalities.
Oh my God. Remember Mankind, the Mankind,
Cactus Jack, Dude Love.
That Royal Rumble was the greatest thing.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was 2000, I think. What,
yeah, he came in.
All three personalities.
Yeah, all three personalities. And everybody was like, what? Bro's
stamina was crazy. Gonna go change as quick and come right back in.
That was so funny. They should do something like that again. That'd be great.
Yo, if they have like, they don't have a Royal Rumble, though. I was going to say, they could have her come in with two.
Yeah, well, they kind of do. They have like it's more so with the men's, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't really do it with them.
Yeah. If they did like a woman's one, that'd be great.
Yeah. Also, this is random. This ain't even part of it, but did you see Jericho appear in GCW and then he like attacked Matt Cardona?
Yeah, Matt Cardona is going to be on. Is going to be on the show next week.
Yeah,
yeah. So they announced that as well. Chelsea Green used Matt Cardona's finisher. During the match too on Saturday Night's main event. That was pretty cool. And she was wearing like the cutoff pants, which is kind of like what he tried to wear, but it looked terrible on him.
Yeah.
When he was trying to win titles back in WWE, but yeah, that was basically it for Dynamite. Winter is coming, which was
pretty good show.
Great wrestling. Obviously, AEW always puts on amazing freaking wrestling.
Just, yeah, it's just what we complain about. It's like the storylines.
The storylines need help. Though, like I said, the best thing in AEW right now is the women's world title for sure. By far, that's the best thing happening in AEW at the moment. Obviously, MJF is always going to be a bright spot. That whole thing with Adam Cole, I'm looking forward to the ending of that because, like I said, it's just built off of bullcrap. Yeah. Like,
they're going to have to like just look back at 2021, 2022 and see what we're wrong with. Why are they like, I don't know.
It
was so peak in 2021, 2022. Obviously, it helped with it. You had like Omega was healthy and then obviously CM Punk was there and then a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. But still, you don't need them.
Oh, no.
You still have great people on your roster.
I can't wait. Kenny Omega's back.
Yes.
He has his first match in New Japan in a couple weeks. And then he's going to come back to AEW. Like I said, I really hope he makes an appearance at World's End.
I'm definitely going to try to watch that. I got to find a link or something. Yeah. I'm watching that.
I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, like I said, I hope he shows up at World's End. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
If not, then I guess maybe like Dynamite
the week
after.
Yeah, the week after.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, that was basically it for, of course, this week of wrestling.
Yeah, 2025 better be a new year for AEW because 2024 was a little bit
mid.
Still good, but it was mid.
It was mid.
Let's be honest.
It was mid. Yeah, we're being honest.
Injuries caused it, obviously, and then a lot of it is shooting themselves in the foot with a lot of
terrible storytelling.
Yes.
The whole like
presentation.
Presentation has been iffy.
Yes, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Get back to your
roots.
To your roots when you first started.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Backseat Wrestler Podcast with Eric and Elvis. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode.